Exploring your college options or thinking about transferring? Come experience McKendree University. Join us for Preview Day on Saturday, October 3rd. Meet faculty and students, explore academic programs, learn about financial aid, tour campus, and enjoy lunch on us. Can't make October 3rd? Schedule an individual campus visit anytime that fits your schedule. Register for Preview Day or plan your visit today at mckendree.edu/visit. Come see what life as a Bearcat could look like. Make it McKendree.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you heard from Laura's news that both cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, are in a bit of a financial crisis. Budgets mean property taxes going up, jobs being cut, services being cut. And when the mayor of Minneapolis was on the Chad Hartman show today to talk about the budget, there was something he said that wasn't necessarily budget related, but it does go to one of the core issues that both St. Paul and both Minneapolis are facing that really sort of stopped me in my tracks. I'm listening to the interview. I'm like, whoa, because it was about crime. It was about young people. And it was about a problem that we have in our community, and it's a problem that's affecting police, and it's affecting the city of Minneapolis. Cops are busting young people doing crime. You've seen reports about smash and grabs, cars being smashed in, windows being smashed in. You've perhaps heard reports about young people with guns, carjacking people, etc. That sort of stuff had been on the decline, but it appears to be back. And the mayor said not only is it back, but they're at about the limit of what they can do about it. Here's what Jacob Fry said to Chad Hartman that really jumped out to me today.
Here's what we are seeing, though, and it's a problem. Juveniles committing some pretty serious crimes. In some cases, they're with a gun and it's violent. In other cases, it's more than just a nuisance when you've got these smash and grabs that are preventing people from enjoying the city and coming in and having a great night out. And so, you know, I think, again, this is another area where we've got to be really straightforward and honest. I'm all for diversion. I'm all for making sure that, you know, these kids have second chances, but I'm not just going to tolerate someone jacking somebody's car with a gun repeatedly and not having consequences for it. There needs to be.
There needs to be consequences for young people committing crime. And we have no idea what we're doing in this county right now. I believe we're still living in fantasy land. We're still operating when it comes to crime the way that we were operating in 2019 when things were good. They're not. People need to be locked up. They need to be locked up. This is a liberal mayor of the most liberal city in the state of Minnesota saying, I got to get some help here. Is Jacob Fry right? Or is this partially his own doing? 651-461-9226. I think he's right. I think that we've had sort of a walking back. Over the last week, there's been a lot of discussion of what Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said on Face the Nation or Meet the Press, one of those Sunday shows. But she talked about Woke One. Woke One was crazy. Sort of the idea being that in the early days of the pandemic, there was a lot of energy around these sort of academic ideas, these woke ideas. Like, we got to just cuddle with the young people who are committing crimes. And when times are good, yeah, exploring different sort of diversions, trying to figure out ways to prevent crime. I still would like to see more work done on the prevention side of things. But when times are bad, you got to crack the whip a little bit, not in a literal sense. Don't like, oh, here Jason's saying we got to beat the kid. No. But when times are not great, which they are not, and you're seeing things, you know, the mayor said the crime picture is complicated in Minneapolis right now. Things are better in some areas and worse in others. And so, to me, this ultimately comes down to the prosecuting standard and the prosecuting situation. And that's what Jacob Fry was saying without straight up saying it. What he is saying is that the cops are arresting young people. And one, we don't have enough places to put them. And two, they're not being charged. People will have an opportunity to weigh in on this, and I hope we have a robust debate with the county attorney election. In Hennepin County, the top two candidates are Cedric Frazier, who is a state representative, and Anders Folk, who was a federal prosecutor. And he worked in the Hennepin County Attorney Office as well, I think, but I know he was a federal prosecutor. To me, you need a prosecutor who's going to say, look, like, now is not the time for radical experimentation with trying to figure out what to do with young people. Now is the time that if you smash and grab, if you come at someone with a gun, you're getting locked up. Brad is at 651-461-9226. Brad, what do you want to say?
If a crime is committed and involves a firearm, there should be a minimum of 10 years jail time. And if the crime is committed involving a firearm and involves the death of someone, then it should be 15 or 20 to life. And that would deter people from committing crimes using firearms.
What do you do with the 12 and the 13 and the 14-year-olds? So, Brad, I think that's what we're seeing an escalation of in the city.
Well, therein that lies another problem. How are they getting these guns? I mean, it can't be through their parents. I mean,
it's the usual ways. It's the gangs. It's the, you know, I mean, if you want to get a gun, you can get a gun. And if you're hanging out with other troublemakers and other lawbreakers, you can get a gun.
Well, and that I'll revert back to my original point. If they get caught committing a crime with a gun, they're going to do 10 years. Yeah. If they're 13, they can be charged as an adult when they're 13.
Yeah.
Correct?
They can, but you're not going to put a 13-year-old in adult prison. I mean, that's just the problem. Thanks, Brad. I mean, that is the reality of it. Like, we have to, like, I get it. It's attractive to me, too, right? Like, I want to say, like, lock them all up, lock them up. I get it. And there need to be consequences, but we also need to get serious about where we're going to put them. Where do you put young people right now? We don't have, like, a big facility. I believe that we are operating in fantasy land when it comes to what we have for facilities. Do we need to build a juvenile detention facility? I think we do. The explosion in crime from 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds that are way beyond, like, oh, they stole one car. No, like, once you do that two or three times, like, come on. Enough. 651-461-9226. Let's go to Mike. Mike, this is, the mayor didn't specifically call out Mary Moriarty, but there is a county attorney election coming. To me, this is the number one question that I think we need to be asking these candidates. What are you going to do about young people who the cops are arresting? What is your strategy here?
Oh, it's huge, Jason, and a lot's riding on this race. It's been such a terrible step backward with the current county attorney known as a DA. The DA from the movies and most areas of the country, we have suffered with her. She is so soft on crime. It just kills me that the people of Hennepin County wanted to elect a career public defender who was run out of that office for malfeasance to be our county attorney, but that's the last 4 years.
Yeah.
We do have a chance to change it real soon here. And, you know, I think Mayor Fry has been good on crime, especially for a very liberal guy. It is a huge prosecution problem. And I can't remember what her name was, but it was the past city council president, I think from Ward 11, who moved out of Minneapolis. She tried to laugh off the very terrible violent carjackings of 2020, 2021 as a teenage crime problem.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. We need significant prosecution, and I think they do need a huge new juvenile facility.
Yeah, I think a lot of, and I'll say, look, like in 2021, I personally underestimated like how enduring this juvenile crime problem was going to be, Mike. I sort of thought like, all right, we've got like kids with time on their hands, COVID, you're seeing this all around the country. I guess I was hopeful that when kids went back to school, all of the rec centers opened again, there was stuff for people to do, that there would be a more long-lasting turnaround. We haven't seen it. We just haven't. We've seen some progress and then dips again. And it does go to the fact, to me, like, I know we closed some of the juvenile facilities. And
one in Ramsey County,
right,
that had been around for a really long time. A friend of mine worked there as a counselor. Boys something. I can't remember what it was.
Boystown, was that what they called
it? Boystown.
Yeah.
We do need facilities because, unfortunately, these kids are committing some very violent crime. And obviously, you want to treat the younger ones differently than you might treat an 18 or 19-year-old.
It's just different, but we're not dealing with it. We're just not dealing with it. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call. Hang on the line, Norm. Texters as well. Lots of comments on our video feed. You can watch our shows anytime. We stream live on YouTube at the WCCO radio channel and on our Facebook page, and we post clips. And appreciate it if you give us a like or a subscribe. And same with our podcast. You can listen to our show while you're pretending to work out tomorrow morning. I think that's a great idea. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast and on Spotify. Just search Drive Time with DeRusha.
Exploring your college options or thinking about transferring? Come experience McKendree University. Join us for Preview Day on Saturday, October 3rd. Meet faculty and students, explore academic programs, learn about financial aid, tour campus, and enjoy lunch on us. Can't make October 3rd? Schedule an individual campus visit anytime that fits your schedule. Register for Preview Day or plan your visit today at mckendree.edu/visit. Come see what life as a Bearcat could look like. Make it McKendree.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of texts and lots of calls. I'm glad to see it. Honestly, I wondered where you guys would be on this as an issue. I do think when it comes to the county attorney race in Hennepin County, the number one issue is juvenile crime. How are you going to handle it? What's going to be different? What's your approach? I'm not that worried about, you know, I think the big headlines are like, oh, the big cases. That stuff sort of works itself out. I'm not that worried that, like, oh, what, we're not going to prosecute a murder? Like, we're going to prosecute. And I do think that Mary Moriarty has become the punching bag for everybody who doesn't like everything. But Mary Moriarty was elected to do what she's doing. I didn't vote for her. I disagree with leaning too far like a defense attorney instead of being a prosecutor. I want a prosecutor. But I also salute Moriarty for the things she's done to try to intervene with young people and car thefts before they happen. I think that stuff has been great. That said, like, for the time we're in right now, for me, we need a tougher approach. Now, a lot of texts have come in about the facilities. In St. Paul, it used to be Boys Totem Town. And there's a Pioneer Press article from 2019 when Boys Totem Town officially closed. And the headline said, an old facility falls to a new philosophy in treating young offenders. And that new philosophy is rehabilitation, an alternative to incarceration. And Hennepin County does have a juvenile detention center, but it has 87 beds. It's not enough. It's not enough. We need, the county is big. The juvenile crime problem is massive. Do we need changes to the law? I think this is a question for the governor candidates. Do we need changes there? The mayor of Minneapolis also talked about a new law that was passed that ties their hands a little bit with some of the young people and whether they can be held or not. To me, we got to be tougher with juvenile crime. Norm is in Prior Lake. Norm, thanks for waiting through the break. You're on CCO.
So I was a police officer from 1980 to 2006, 22 years as a school resource officer, finishing my career at Chaska Police. About 30 years ago, Jonathan Kellerman, a noted author, clinical child psychologist, wrote a book called Savage Spawn. It was only 80 pages. So Democrat, liberal, and he came out and said, you have a child who kills another human being. Mentally, there's something wrong with that child not embracing human life. That child will do it again. They need to be incarcerated. And I totally agree with your idea of a separate facility for kids with the violent crimes, but it has to be all-encompassing, especially with child forensic psychologists like the Minnesota Sex Offender Program,
right?
Is, you know, should they ever be released? Is there a chance they could? I don't have a problem with that. But you need experts in the field, not politicians, to say this kid's no longer a danger. And for the people that say, you know, the kid's brains aren't, you know, fully developed.
That was the common bit, right? Like, oh, what are we supposed to do with a 13, 14, 15-year-old?
You know, my comment is, great. The kid's going to be released on probation. Your kids are gone to college. You're going to open up a foster home for that child. Well, I want to do that. They could be dangerous. You know, they are dangerous. And that's the sad fact of something happened in the womb or something. There are some people that I've seen born sociopaths or psychopaths that I agree with you 100%. You need a separate facility to deal with these kids, not sending them to St. Cloud where they're going to get preyed upon. You've got full social workers, everything to see, can they ever be rehabilitated to be released, or are they going to be such a danger?
Thanks, Norm. Thanks for your years of service as a law enforcement officer, too. We appreciate that. Jennifer in Stillwater. I mean, Jennifer, you're not going to disagree with locking up more of these young people, are you?
No, we should be locking them up. There's a juvenile detention center in Minnetonka. It's gorgeous, and it's been sitting empty since 2021. It's a $30 million juvenile facility in Minnetonka, and there's a picture of it on Alpha News from January of 25, and they're wondering why it's sitting there empty. Also,
it's crazy. If we have that ready to go, we should open it up and start filling it up. I mean, I just it's enough. I support being lenient and experimenting in a time where you don't have a major problem. Today we have a major problem. It's just there's a time for kind of the college theoretical approach of how to do things, and maybe that's not fair to the criminal, and I'm okay with that. Like, the time for experimenting to me is over. It's time to get serious.
Right. And
how about that for me, Jennifer? What are all the DeRushes, a crazy liberal, going to do with my view on this?
Well, I'm just wondering why, you know, like Alpha News, also they obtained a 9-page list referenced by Ramsey County Sheriff Fletcher detailing 14 murders and 100 shootings by Somali gangs in the past 3 years, including a murder out in Willmar. And yet our state attorney general, Keith Ellison, is trying to like file like cease and desist, you know, a strongly worded letter basically about this. Why wouldn't we just prosecute them and lock them up? They have murdered 14 people, it says here.
Yeah, if you've committed a crime, you got to be locked up. We don't need to be worried. And I spoke on this show about in support of Sheriff Fletcher for naming what the problem is. We don't need to be so sensitive about, oh, I don't want to like give a bad impression. Like, well, everybody get your act together. And the truth is, if you had back in the day when we had Latino gangs and the Latin Kings, no one was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's talk about all crime. Like, come on. Crazy. Lots of text at 651-461-9226. Texter says 87 beds at that Hennepin County facility, that juvenile facility, but they only have 24 residents because they only keep felons who are kept until they're eventually certified as adults. They can hold kids from 10 to 21, but it's a different procedure, different policy. Texter's saying, I put my 13-year-old daughter in a year-long center for troubled children. It took a year to modify her behavior, selling and using drugs. She graduated from a private college, top honor, heads up a major fundraising center. It takes time to help troubled children and tough love. You can't send them for 3 weeks. We need to invest in these kids. They can be saved. Another texter, I believed in what Mary Moriarty was elected on. However, 6 years later, it's not working. Youth need to have severe consequences, especially for gun violence. I think it's okay to admit that, like, we thought this was a good idea, and it's not working. Doesn't hurt me to say, like, oh, I thought that the juvenile crime that we're seeing in 2021 would go away. It hasn't. I was wrong. Let's normalize saying I was wrong, and let's fix the problem. And let's save these kids. I think that point is accurate as well. But the tough love is what I think we need now. We'll break in a minute. DeRusha Eats takes a look at late nights in Minnesota. I want to know your favorite spot to get a bite to eat or a drink after 10 p.m. Because I was in a Minnesota city last night, and I was astonished to find a place open. I feel like we are shutting down. I think it's embarrassing. We'll talk about it when we come back. 651-461-9226.
Exploring your college options or thinking about transferring? Come experience McKendree University. Join us for Preview Day on Saturday, October 3rd. Meet faculty and students, explore academic programs, learn about financial aid, tour campus, and enjoy lunch on us. Can't make October 3rd? Schedule an individual campus visit anytime that fits your schedule. Register for Preview Day or plan your visit today at mckendree.edu/visit. Come see what life as a Bearcat could look like. Make it McKendree.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey. And we're the Office Ladies. We're still talking about all the hilarious behind-the-scenes details from The Office with icons from the show like Rainn Wilson, Greg Daniels, Melora Hardin, and so many more.
And we can't forget our two conversations with Office Ladies superfan Billie Eilish.
Hello. So join us for brand new episodes every Wednesday.
And revisit The Office Rewatch every Monday.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies wherever you get your podcasts.
Darusha Eats, brought to you by our friends from the Minnesota Pork Board. I was in Rochester overnight, and last night, I went right after the show. I posted about it on social media, and we're going to talk about this next hour, but oh my gosh, like hundreds of recommendations of where to go in Rochester from people, which is amazing. So fun. One of the recommendations was a rooftop patio that's operated by a group called Bitter and Poor, and they have a speakeasy and then a rooftop. And so I go to dinner, then I go to the speakeasy, then I check into my hotel, and then I'm like, it's 10:30. You know what? I'm going to wander over to the rooftop. And guess what? It was open. Which today is noteworthy because don't you feel like in Minneapolis and in St. Paul, Not on the weekend, but even sometimes on the weekend, I feel like it's early to bed these days. Post-COVID, that we shut her down pretty much 9 o'clock. Where is your late night spot for food or for drink? Or do you care? Are you like, Jason, I go to bed at 9 o'clock anyway. 651-461-9226. Here's what I posted on TikTok last night.
Question for you. It is Wednesday. It is almost 11 p.m. and I'm at a rooftop in Rochester. Freaky Minneapolis and St. Paul shut down at like 9:30 now, and Rochester is happening.
And I almost wanted to say,
what?
Is Rochester cooler than Minneapolis and St. Paul? Am I being melodramatic about this? There was a time when, like, if you went, like, tonight I'm going to see Dirty Dancing at the Ordway. When Dirty Dancing is done, if I wanted to go get a drink at the St. Paul Hotel, St. Paul Grill, I'm pretty sure they close. When does the grill close? The grill is open until 9:30, Monday through Saturday. 9:30. Can we be a proper town if so much of it closes so dang early? Now, Jeff in Maple Grove says the Lookout in Maple Grove is always open when you need it to be. The Lookout is open till 1 a.m. tonight. Do we need the Lookout to be open till 1 a.m.? Maybe so. I understand why restaurants have done this. If you ran a restaurant, if Dan Cook ran a restaurant, would you call it Dan Cook's?
I don't know. That doesn't seem like a very restaurant-y name, does it?
Well, there's like Ted Cook's, the barbecue place. Ted Cook's 19th hole. It's a good name. Dan Cook's.
I guess.
The name is Cook's. What are you talking about that's a bad
name?
Well,
I don't. First of all,
it's a restaurant that would have the name Cook. Brilliant. There used to be a restaurant in St. Paul called Cook St. Paul.
See, then it's derivative. I don't want to steal any of somebody else's idea.
It's your dang name. So here's why it doesn't work. And I don't know what the fix to this is. But what I'm pointing out is something that is a frustration for me, and maybe it is for you, maybe it is not. It's 651-461-9226. For restaurants, if you're open late, you know, maybe you sell a little food. It's not the rush, right? 10 o'clock. How many people are eating food at 10 o'clock if you're open? Not a lot. So you're paying a cook. You're paying a dishwasher. You're paying a server. So you're paying labor. You're keeping the restaurant open. and you're irritating your staff. Because people like not working till midnight or one, you know? I just think it's weird that everything seems to close at 9 p.m. The Lexington and St. Paul, I think that closes at 9 on weekdays, 10 on weekend. Like, what are we? It's embarrassing. Texters at 651-461-9226. Too much crime downtown to stay open late. We just did a segment on crime. I'm not soft on crime. That is not why restaurants are closing early.
No, but the next reason might have a good chunk to do with it, and based on the point that you just made.
The next texter says, which?
The reason the restaurants in Minneapolis and St. Paul close early is because the minimum wage they'd have to pay.
Maybe. You're talking about doing the math,
you're not
right?
selling that much food.
Yeah.
You're paying much more for your servers and your dishwashers and all those people than somebody out in the suburbs would.
It's harder to justify.
It's just harder to make ends meet.
I think part of why Rochester, and it's not like all of Rochester is bumping late at night, but because it's such a Mayo Clinic town, like I talked with Jamie Ukas, my former co-anchor at Channel 4, who started her career as a reporter in Rochester, and she said she loved working in Rochester because everything was open after 10. And it's because it's a company town, and the company is Mayo. So those doctors want somewhere to go after work. I thought that was interesting. I hadn't thought about that as a possible reason. Texter says, preach, Jason. I love the St. Paul Hotel Bar, but the closing time is just absurd. Chicago area guy, been here 30 years now and still scratching my head at the closing time lunacy when in the mood for a late night lowball out with the wife, says Beardtown Pete. Like, I don't understand. Well, I do understand it. I don't like it. That's what I'm saying. I get it. If I were a restaurant owner, you're like, am I supposed to do this just to make the town cooler? And I guess I would say, yes, could you guys do something to make our town a little cooler? We need a little injection of cool. Now, texters are responding to the idea of if Dan Cook owned a restaurant, what should we call it? I liked this topic, too, at 651-461-9226. So if you're opening, now, I think Dan Cook, it should be eponymous. Is that the correct term? Eponymous?
Sure.
Where you would name it after yourself.
After myself.
Dan Cook. We
would serve three things.
Okay.
Pizza.
Yep.
Burgers.
Yep.
Chicken tenders. You want something else? Go somewhere else.
Would you allow modifications to the burger, toppings to the burger?
Slight. And very basic.
Cheese?
Sure.
Any varieties of cheese, like pepper jack, or is that too fancy?
No, there'd be like American cheddar. Take your pick. Let's go. Bacon. Bacon would be allowed.
Any sort of
Thank
sauce?
Thank you, pork board.
No sauce.
If it rhymes with aioli, no.
A texter says, if Dan Cook owned a restaurant, it should be called the Debbie Downer.
I like that name better than Dan Cook's, I'll tell you that.
Now, Vanita just texted in and said the Lex may close early, but if you get there late and run into Vanita and Jason, her husband, you may get a bonus late night happy hour. That did happen. That did happen with Alyssa and I one night where we ran into Vanita and Jason, and then I believe we just invited ourselves over to her house. And I probably stayed longer than it was welcome, but we had a wonderful time.
That tracks.
Vanita has a wonderful house. She's a great hostess. She rolled out the red carpet. It was very nice. Actually, her house may be the best bar in St. Paul right now. At least it's got the best hours. You want to show up there. I do think, this is interesting. Texas say, I work at a place that has a differential pay bump for those that work the weekend. Restaurants should do the same for those that work after 8 p.m. Another texter says, why don't theaters have bars for people to go to there? That actually is very interesting. Like, you know, Hennepin Theater Trust just announced that they're renovating that building at 9th and Hennepin that just has offices or whatever. They're putting more bathrooms in there so you don't have those giant lines for bathrooms at intermission. But the idea of, like, would it make sense for them to open up a spot? I don't know.
I'm sorry.
All right. What is making... Oh, this is very good. All right. Two topics. Keep the text coming at 651-461-9226. Do you have a late night spot? Are you with me that you're annoyed that Minnesota, Minneapolis, and St. Paul seem to roll up the streets at 9 or 10 p.m.? And if Dan Cook were to open a restaurant, what would you name it? All of that at 651-461-9226. Late night dining. I want more of it. Jason, I couldn't agree more. Bring back the jukebox Saturday night. Another texter says, nothing good happens after 10 p.m. And no, I'm not old. Texter says, the Nankin was always open to 1 or 2 a.m. Now you can't get a bite to eat past 9 o'clock on a weeknight. Now, Carl at the Perkins on 494 in France. Perkins was like my high school hangout. We're open 24 hours because, like, we would, like, nerdy theater kids. I know you're shocked to hear that I was a theater kid. They're open 24 hours and serve beer and wine till midnight. That sounds pretty good, actually. For Dan's name, Dan's restaurant, it should be called the All Nighter. And you can always drink at Mystic Lake 24/7. That's there is that. Danny's Cookery. That's Danny Cooks.
No,
Danny Cooks is pretty good. Do you not like Danny?
Yeah, not a big fan.
As a restaurant owner, I could tell you that COVID killed the late night. I think that's right. COVID did kill the late night. And a lot of it is the diner. But here's the problem. If you don't build it, you don't know if they will come. And I get it. Like, do you want to spend money to be open? Do you want to spend $2,000 to be open and maybe bring in $3,000 or $4,000?
Yeah.
Because employees like being done early, too. The problems you're talking about today are a direct result of the people that St. Paul and Minneapolis elect, the city council, the county boards, the mayors. Another texter says that crime is part of the reason. Now, the restaurant owner just said it was COVID. I do think crime is a factor in that, but it goes to this whole circular logic. Are the people staying away because crime has them staying away, or are they staying away because nothing's open? Continental Diamond, time check. 457, they're always open at continentaldiamond.com.
Exploring your college options or thinking about transferring? Come experience McKendree University. Join us for Preview Day on Saturday, October 3rd. Meet faculty and students, explore academic programs, learn about financial aid, tour campus, and enjoy lunch on us. Can't make October 3rd? Schedule an individual campus visit anytime that fits your schedule. Register for Preview Day or plan your visit today at mckendree.edu/visit. Come see what life as a Bearcat could look like. Make it McKendree.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.